Okay, I'm starting the broadcast. I have internet connection.
Did yesterday record?
No. I mean, it recorded on your phone, but it didn't broadcast. It didn't transmit. Okay. So we need to try to...
figure out those ones.
I think we were trying to do a retransmission in a place that didn't have good connection anyway. Which is why I think it didn't work.
That first time? At the...
when you were playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were Charlotte.
So here we have pretty good reception.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we do.
Oh, kids calling.
Oh. Maybe
I'll
let's do this.
Yeah. I'll call him back in a second.
Are you doing the audio recording right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because we're out of minute. So here we are. It's Rachel and Sarah. And in the distance, we have James, Arlo, and Eden tending to the fire. It is day 26 of Atlanta to the Atlantic, in which we travel from Atlanta to the Atlantic Ocean on the water in kayaks over 42 days, listening and learning from the water.
Yeah, so today we packed up our spot that we had stayed for quite a while yesterday because we had sort of called it early and made a nice shelter for the fire.
And only gone
for the storm.
Only gone 3 miles, really.
And we'd only gone 3 miles, but really it was 5 miles. So, and then today we knew we had to make 9 miles in the morning, and we managed to do that just about half an hour later than originally intended. But were you there before James and the kids arrived?
They had just pulled up.
Yeah, so perfect timing.
Yeah,
12:30 arrival. And
I got there about 12:20. That matters really.
Yeah. Scott and I took it a little slower.
The water stopped having really any current at some point in time.
It was slow today.
So I think that's a taste of what's to come, apparently.
Yeah.
But we had a nice morning pack up and pedal, and we had the morning again with Scott. And he left us today at Mobley Bluff. At Mobley Bluff, we had a lot of people to talk to.
Yeah.
When we pulled up, a man named Andrew came down with his dog. And after a while, we started talking. And he's from around here. We are currently camping on a sandbar on his family's land.
We think?
Yeah, we think. But he also told us about a man who lives somewhere around Flat Tub Landing by an ATV, like, range? I don't know, like, who knows? He's called Jimmy River Smith, and is in his 70s, late 70s, and knows pretty much everything about the river, so... hopefully we'll be able to connect and hear stories from...
How is that going to happen, though? Is it just the idea that he might be out tomorrow?
Well, when we... I don't think it'll be tomorrow. I think it'll be the following day, because I think it's past Scuffle Bluff, but before Buckets.
I'm going to text
Andrew when we're kind of close by there, but there's also the chance that Jimmy will be just, like, outside of his house, because he's outside of his house a lot, which is right on the river.
Nice.
We'll see. Maybe we'll be able to connect. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But he sounds like a really awesome human.
And Fletch and Mike from Westbrook Supply Company came. They were today to meet us at Bobbly Bluff, too. They were coming from Savannah. They'd gone to pick up a boat there, and...
they made a huge detour.
Yeah, they made a big detour.
To come and hang out with us for an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was amazing. Super sweet.
Really wonderful. And to see them and to just have their support. And
also to get to introduce Fletch and Scott.
Yeah, we've been, as we've been hanging with Scott, we've been telling him about Fletch. We feel like there might be some magic that could happen with all of them together. So, and it sounds like, yeah, it just sounds like they need to hang out. So I think they exchange numbers. I think that magic can happen. It's on its way. So that was really kind of great.
I talked to two other sets of families that were at the landing as well. So I talked to like three distinct groups of people who were at the landing today, because we were there for a few hours. And again, just like really good people. There was one woman who is like who's a fourth grade teacher, and she has three kids of her own and is just adopting two more kids, and they love going out on boats, but she's like, you are living our dream. She's part of the Paddle Georgia Facebook group. She says that she thinks she's heard of what we're doing already. Mm. And but she was like so excited about what we were doing, and also like kind of inspired about like, well, maybe I can get in, maybe I can do it. It's something I want to do, and I haven't done something like this yet. Not really seeing a way to make it something epic kind of like this happen, but kind of encouraging her to take a step towards what she wants to do.
Did you invite her to join us?
I did, yeah. Here? Yeah, she does have five kids, though, you know. Yeah, so, but she was thinking about it like a day or, you know, part of a day in the next week sometime. I told her to get in touch, so we'll see.
Nice.
Anyway, just, there were really lovely people. That's all the river people have been amazing. Yeah. People. Really, great conversations with folks down there.
Yeah. I want to also, but just as we're making notes, like, it was really great to spend time with Scott. I mean, we hung out with him for a day before, so we knew how wonderful he was, mm-hmm. but then just being able to be with him. I guess we had 4 days of paddling with him, 3 nights, and I really appreciated how, you know, he just took his time and on the water and was really looking. Like, he was very, he kept pointing out things that he was seeing, and that was just such a great reminder to slow down and to pay attention, and that there's always things to be seen along the way, which is true. I feel like I know that, but he really reinforced that for me in terms of the value of going slow and seeing, like, really looking. He was spotting animals, he was spotting trees, he was spotting what was happening with the water in different ways. It was just really great to be with him for so much time. I'm sad that he left a day early, but
It was his time.
Yeah.
We also had really productive conversations about the installations, and I kind of came around a bend and like saw this like rooftop of vines sitting over these two kind of dead tree branches that were like very tall. And it looked like a roof. And we've been talking about making these, like, cozy installations and talking about making a place where people can go into. It's, like, all of the things that we had been talking about beforehand, but also, like, informed by all of the amazing people and places and sort of visions of things that people love about the river and, like, to be, like, to how they like to position themselves on the river, that are kind of like all coming together and crystallizing. And so we started talking about doing like a river hut, like building like tree houses, like river huts, or, you know, that could be on the water in Atlanta, and also where people could like crawl up into and listen to the sounds of the entire waterway. And I don't know, maybe have, I don't know, there's a load of different things that we can do with, like, sensorial stuff inside there, but also, like, thinking about possibly integrating that kind of idea of having these markers along the way. So having like lots of them that could be on different people's properties or in different people's municipalities that would just be, that would trail from Atlanta to the sea and be that kind of like pilgrimage trail where people could, or like these like standing stones that people could either visit or see and have these like beacons along the trail. So yeah,
and also that was like yesterday Scott really brought that up about like, well, what's happening with the installations after Atlanta? And I think it got us thinking again about how like what could happen downstream. I think there's a lot of questions still about how exactly, but it's nice to feel like we're kind of finding it along the river and that there's possibilities. And then after we had that conversation, like I saw this boat that had a like a boat house thing that, and I had been thinking a lot about the how the boat has been our home for the last 26 days and it will be our home. It is our home for these 42 days. And so there's something interesting about just like traveling with all your stuff and having this home. So there, and then I saw this like boat house thing and I don't know. I think there's like really interesting possibilities if we can find a way to integrate boat and tree house, river hut thing. A lot of the places we've stayed have been on the stilts, and so they've kind of been these tree houses. Anyway.
Or like these water towers. I've been thinking a lot about water towers, and then we passed by this really like tucked away but perfectly framed water tower for today. But yeah, it's cool for like to have like ideas kind of start and then circulate back from information that you experience and and see, and sort of it's like there's an instinct but it doesn't have substance and then the substance kind of comes and makes that instinct something more real, and they get the conversation with each other, you know. So I don't know. That's kind of where I feel we're at right now, is that we're kind of like swirling in on the kind of thing that could be really cool and really meaningful, but also really grounded in what we experience on this research journey.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we're talking about it and that we're actively kind of figuring that out. It's good to be in conversation about it. Let's continue that.
Let's do it. Okay.
Wait. Nope. I was just going to say that, and then your family arrived.
My family's here. My kids are awesome. My family is great.
So we paddled a couple more miles, four more miles.
Mm-hmm. More than we did yesterday.
It's true.
You think about it that way.
That's
yeah.
That means we have like 16 to go tomorrow before 5 p.m., which we can do.
Yeah. And we don't all have to get there before 5 p.m. Like, we didn't all get there at 12:30 today. So,
really,
you know.
True. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to figure that out. But it's lovely to have them all here and... They made an awesome fire. Rachel made an awesome meal again. I cleaned the dishes.
Awesomely.
Yeah. And Edgar's arriving tomorrow, so it's all family time.
Yeah.
For us. And the sky is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the kids are playing with fire.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I mean,
they took a bath in the river. Very excited about skinny dipping.
Sorry.
Oh my god, that's a very bright light.
I don't know why that started flashing. No flash is the point.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's it.
Good night.
Good night.